Harmac Holmes pre-game interview.
We're about to go inside the St Mary's camp, thanks to Harmac Holmes. He's just whacking the headphones on. It's their co-coach Glenn Keast, and he's with Josh Conway for Harmac Holmes.
Keasty, thank you for joining us, mate. We'll just touch on a late change versus Ojai. Charlcroft was named, but he's out of the side today. Just give us an update on how he is.
Joy obviously had the car accident Thursday night, so we were sort of thinking his poor luck at that stage was maybe going to end up being good for us. But certainly, he's a little bit sore, but nothing too bad that a few days won't fix. So we just took the opportunity to give him a rest and get him right for next week for the Cats VFL.
And a couple of debutants, though, so that allows one debutant, and you've got another one already named. So tell us about Luke Lloyd and Ty Williams and what they'll bring to the side this afternoon.
Ty is a product of St Mary's, played all his junior footy at St Mary's, so awesome to see him get an opportunity, come up through the ranks. He's a small forward, real high-pressure player, so really looking forward to him sort of applying his craft today. So he'll be great. And young Luke Lloyd, who came to us, I think he came to St Mary's when he played under-16s. He was in the Falcons program from down Birragara, I think, and he's been with us through that period of time. He played in some senior practice games last year, and obviously we didn't get the season away, so and has looked really good. And he was certainly would have probably played the start of the year, but he broke a bone in his ankle when we played the Cats VFL out at Deakin. And so he sort of had about 6 weeks in a moon boot and sort of done his rehab and ready to go. So he's the sort of lucky person today to get that fortunate break. With Jai pulling out, he comes in and gets his chance. So looking forward to seeing him apply his craft as a sort of tall forward.
Keasty, thanks for joining us. Pritchard, Bond, Garner, Hall, McMahon, Sherguin, just some names on your injury list. How are you 5-0?
It's pretty good outs. I think one of the reasons and the attraction of coaching St Mary's back when we took the opportunity at the start of 2018 was the club's junior program and its depth, and we're seeing that on display at the moment, where we've had boys come in and able to sort of pick up the reins and play their role. We obviously lost Riley, probably one of the premier defenders in the competition, and we had a young guy called Sam Burke come in last week and play on Bosley from South Bowen, and I think he kept him to maybe one goal for the day. So, just that type of situation has been fantastic for the club to see young boys get their opportunity and take it.
It's your week on to coach the senior team. Robbo's got the reserves today. Can you tell us how that dynamic works?
We've done it all the way through. So we sort of sat down before we started, didn't really know how it was going to work. But we both agreed that having one sort of voice on a match day was the right thing for the group, not to have sort of mixed messages. So we obviously play sort of different roles through the week. But, match days we sort of have the three on, three off. And then through COVID, Russ McMahon, who coached our twos, decided he wasn't going to go on. So with such a young group and sort of, in the club, we just felt that it was one of the benefits of us being around the boys, particularly the 12 o'clock game, and we've sort of structured it as calling our development team, not our reserves team, was to give them feedback firsthand. So we think it's going really well. There's certainly some drawbacks to it, but we think the positives certainly outweigh the negatives with both of us involved on a match day.
Now, Keasty, you sent a shutter through the joint last year. We didn't play footy, but you were here at some stage, and it all went a bit pear-shaped at one stage, yeah. And it had us all a bit worried.
Yeah, not far from where it happened, actually.
I mean, your own, personally, your health, you're good now. It's great to be back at the club. It's good to be back involved.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel pretty normal and have done for a long time now. So in terms of health, I've sort of on to 12-month check-ins and, in terms of all that, it's all going pretty good and seems a bit surreal now, but just onwards and upwards, and I suppose you go through those sort of types of things and learn that life is short and you've got to make the most of every opportunity you get, and you know, one of the things that when I did sort of, a lot of people sort of, why would you sort of be involved in footy? And it's because you love it. So it's a passion and something you enjoy doing, and you enjoy seeing young men on their journey of footy life.
And I think that's the thing about the club too. You've got a good mix of, obviously you recruit really well, but you've got a fantastic junior program that most clubs are is the envy of. Being able to give the Ty Williams an opportunity to play senior footy is great for the club as well.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, I think we're up to 12 guys playing their first game this year, of which I think there'd be sort of at least 8 or 9 of them have come through the ranks. So it is fantastic to see those guys get their opportunity.
It helps to have a great facility too. Obviously, the facility's been upgraded here. You can play night footy. I mean, it's in a great spot in Geelong. So it's obviously a great recruitment arm as well to have a great facility.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the last home game we played here was under lights, and in terms of crowd, I don't think I've seen a bigger crowd at a local footy. And whilst it's not perfect from a under lights perspective, it's certainly it's more than capable of handling that. But it's in terms of a spectacle, and if you get a reasonable night, then people turn up. So
it's a great setup here for Harmac Holmes. We're speaking with St Mary's co-coach Glenn Keast. He's a former teammate Matt Kershaw on Carroll Football.
He was my premiership coach, Glenn Keast. Anyway. We digress.
How'd you go controlling Matthew Kershaw?
I don't think you got enough time.
There's a documentary in it.
There's no whiskey to you.
I can see an ESPN 30 for 30.
Keasty, we mentioned some of your young fellas. They get a chance at their senior game today. Does the great Glenn Keast remember his first senior game of football?
That's a good question, Kirsch.
Is it?
I do. It's a long, long time ago. It was against Panola in the Western Border League. I think I was 16. So,
and how'd that go that day for you?
We won. I think I kicked a couple of goals.
There you go.
On the end of a couple. But, yeah, long
Panola,
time ago.
The great John Mossop area?
Absolutely. Johnny Mossop was from Panola.
There's some trivia for you, Kingy.
That's very good by you.
Keasty, moving into today's game, where I asked the questions on the game today. Obviously, I've been looking at your midfield group throughout the year, and you must be really, is it a challenge for you week in, week out with the amount of players or the depth you have with your midfield that they can go inside, they can go outside, they can go forward? Is it a challenge each week to get it settled, or you're pretty happy with where you are with your midfield group?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think certainly it does seem to change a little bit week in, week out, just with VFL but we have been pretty settled. I think the group's been pretty settled for a while. You know, guys like Jack and Harry Benson have certainly probably been the mainstays of our midfield that have sort of had some VFL exposure in the past and sort of decided that they wanted to stick with us. And obviously they're our captain and vice-captain, so they've certainly been our mainstays. But, you know, obviously Ben Maloney plays through there. We've got Max Augarinas who'll play through there today back from Werribee. So, yeah, we've got a good mix, and it is good to sort of keep mixing it up and give different people an opportunity through there.
Beautiful.
Will Zach Sherman play today, Keasty?
No, Zach sort of unfortunately pulled up a little bit sore on Thursday night with a little bit of a hammy tightness. So we chose to sort of give him the week off, and we'll hopefully be back next week, but it probably more likely to be the week after.
Yeah. The North Shore boys had the reunion yesterday. Did you get out there with the advantage of the day off?
I didn't, unfortunately, Kingy. I had my young bloke playing at the Falcons, so went and watched that yesterday. And then my wife turns 50, so we sort of had a family dinner last night for her. So, yeah, that was sort of the reason I didn't get out there yesterday.
She's the boss of the joint too, can I tell you. So got to make sure you do the right thing with Caro. Don't worry about that.
I just saw Terry Bright stand out there, and you might not be aware of this, but I think you're only 3 games away and you'll break his league record for most games coached. It's probably only a very minor blip on the CV for you with everything else you've done in footy, but are you aware of the enormity of what you've done coaching more than 200 GFL senior games?
It's not something you think about that often, but certainly, yeah, to be mentioned, I think Johnny Fitz is the other one up there. To be mentioned in light of those guys is pretty awesome. And I caught up with Fitzy for a coffee actually a couple of weeks ago, and he reached out to me when I had my health issues. And, you know, that's the amazing thing about, you know, footy community. It sort of brings people together. And a guy like Bridie, who's always been, I've always had a good relationship with as well, to sort of be in that company is fantastic.
It was May 30, wasn't it? So we're coming up a year, is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to turn 51. I didn't really get to 50 because I didn't. It wasn't an event for me. So, but yeah, so I'm in a week's time I'll be 51.
Keith, it's great to see you with us because it was just a horrible day in the news filtering through the community. I think we were all in shock that Glenn Keith, who had been so indestructible on a football field, was laid low at a training drill. But you're here with us and you're still contributing wonderfully to local football. It's great to have you and Robbo as this combination coaching St Mary's. And you're all willing with your time to the local media, and we really appreciate you giving some time pre-game today. Look forward to talking to you post-match as well.
Thanks, Kingy. Thanks, guys. I've learnt to coach and not join in the drills anymore. So that's my lesson for 2021.
Great week. Keith, good luck this afternoon. Glenn Keith joining us there. Thanks to Harmac Homes. Now, do you have titled land? Harmac Homes can have you on site within 12 weeks. Visit harmachomes.com.au for your local display centre. Terms and conditions apply.
The Harmac Homes pre-game interview.